Is it always this quiet? Tamara Bennington wondered as she spent another late night behind the desk in her office. Had the air conditioning always made such eerie noises? Had weird shadows always danced along the windows? Normally nothing could distract her from work, but tonight she felt jittery and restless. Could her nerves get any more frayed? The telephone near her right hand jangled, and she nearly jumped out of her seat. Her pulse accelerated, and her heart lodged in her throat. Get a grip! Taking a deep breath while mentally scolding herself for foolishness, she picked up the receiver. Hello?
Hello, Tamara.
It was Skip's familiar, suave voice, and she cringed. There was nothing left for them to discuss. Hello, Skip.
You're obviously working late, he said. Why don't you let me stop by and take you out for a quiet dinner?
Thanks, but I don't think that's a good idea, she replied. A lingering touch of guilt kept her temper in check, even though he was making a real nuisance of himself. We agreed we shouldn't see each other socially.
You came to that decision, he countered sullenly. I want to spend time with you. Maybe then you'll realize what a mistake you've made by postponing the wedding.
Tamara counted to five while giving him credit for persistence. She'd called the wedding off and returned his ring, yet he refused to accept no for an answer. Handsome, charming, and independently wealthy, Skip Reardon had never learned the meaning of the word no. He assumed she'd eventually honor his wishes by marrying him. Repeatedly denying the fact hadn't gotten her anywhere. I have a lot of work to do, she responded in a dismissive tone. She knew his blue eyes glittered with irritation, and his lips would tighten in a petulant frown, but she was weary of their verbal skirmishes.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to come between you and your work, he drawled. We know your family and the family business are far more important than a mortal man. Forgive me if I resent being jilted in favor of the real loves of your life.
Tamara sighed deeply. She was tired of this argument. Her family and the Bennington department stores would always be important to her. She lived and breathed for a little else. Goodbye, Skip, she said, gently hanging up the phone. Tired and disheartened, she rested her head in both hands for a few minutes, and then groaned when the phone rang again. She considered ignoring it, but her family would worry if they couldn't reach her. Hello? There was a short, static pause at the other end of the line, and Tamara's nerves grew taut. The caller ID didn't help. Her stomach tightened as the rough, rasping voice of her anonymous caller crackled through the line.
Working late? All alone, Miss Executive?
The rough, well-disguised voice had a sinister tone that sent shivers down her spine. She'd had several prank calls lately. They always came through as blocked numbers. No specific threat was ever verbalized, yet the tone always sounded ominous. She responded in a crisp, businesslike tone. Bennington Department Stores, Tamara Bennington speaking. May I help you? A grating laugh echoed in her ears.
That's good. That's real good, Miss Executive, the rasping voice derided. Have a safe trip home tonight.
The sharp click of the receiver sent another shiver through her. She was insane to listen to this maniac's veiled threats. She'd have to start letting all calls go to voicemail. Right now, she was going home. There was no hope of getting any more work done tonight. Grabbing her purse and briefcase, she quickly turned off lights, locked the office, and strode to the elevator, telling herself she had nothing to fear in her own building. The security was the best money could buy. Bennington's could afford the best, so she stepped into the vacant elevator without concern. When it came to an abrupt halt, she caught her breath in alarm, and then mentally berated herself. The elevator always stopped abruptly at the basement parking level. She was just a bundle of nerves this evening.